I'm just approaching it like any other week. Obviously, you know, coming off the disappointing loss this past week, we got a chance to look at the film. Did some good things, and, you know, we did some bad things, but, you know, we corrected it, got to learn from them and move on. And obviously, we got a, you know, big challenge coming up ahead, and I think we're all looking forward to it.
What needs to improve in the running game to get it going?
I just think we all have to be on the same page. Obviously, you know, Atlanta did a good job at, you know, bringing that extra defender in the box and just hitting on the run. So we got to, you know, just make a couple of adjustments, and, you know, we're not going to freak out and try to change up a bunch of things. We believe in what we're doing, and we know we have the right players and the right coaches to get the job done. So we learn from it, and, you know, we'll move on from it.
You talked before the season about getting into your rhythm and how your rhythm back. I think you only had two carries in the last after the touchdown. You only had two carries in the last 28 minutes of the game. How tough is it to get into a rhythm when you have 7-8 carries, just two in the second half?
Yeah, it was a little tough, but I felt that, you know, there's some good things that we're doing in the passing game that got us on the board, and, you know, we're, you know, playing well in the second half. So a lot of things that we're calling was working, and you know, like I said, you always want to get a chance to get as many rushes as you can, get your hands on the ball, and we just, you know, a few times that, you know, they made a couple more plays than we did, and, you know, we just got to learn from it and get it corrected.
The stretch play that they ran in Dallas was one of the bread and butter plays for them last year and for you. Do you think that was a big part of the offense because it played to your skill set or to the skill set of the offensive line?
I think a little bit of both. I think, you know, that's what they run up there. That's what they've been trying to do the past couple years I've been there. So I don't really know the answer to that.
DeMarco, how big of a loss is Dez Bryant for the Cowboys? I mean, you know how that offense works and stuff. And how do you think that'll impact him?
Obviously, he's a hell of a player. They got a lot of weapons on that side of the ball, and you know, they'll find ways to get different guys the ball. And but he's a great player, and I don't think they'll miss a beat. But you know, they got a pretty good quarterback over there, tight end, a couple receivers. So I think they'll be fine.
Are you kind of glad that, you know, the Dallas game comes so early in the season, just, you know, to kind of get it over with?
No, I'm not worried about it. Like I said, this is a game that, you know, it's week two. You know, no matter who it is, I'm going to do the same thing I've been doing leading up to the week. I'm not going to do anything different than, you know, for my preparation. I'm not going to try to go out there and do this and that and be special. I'm going to do what we do, run our plays, and go from there.
The eight carries aside, you only played 45% of the snaps. Did that surprise you, that playing time allocation?
Like I said, you know, I felt that in the second half we were making some huge strides and coming back into the ball game, and a lot of the things that we were doing was working. You know, trying to get different guys the ball. We have a lot of weapons, so you know, a little surprising. But like I said, as long as we're winning, I'm fine with it. And you know, we got a lot of individual players that need the ball in their hands. They got a chance to do some great things. So we learned from it, and, you know, we're moving on.
Do you anticipate that changing going forward?
We'll see. We'll see this weekend.
In some ways, is it easy to play Dallas because you know the guys on the other side of the ball, who the so-called trash talkers are, who will try to get inside your head when it wants the bullets to fly for real?
We go too fast to worry about guys talking trash and whatnot. So I've never been one to go back and forth and waste my energy on talking trash and talking. So I think the game is played, you know, between the lines and how you play. But talking is, I'll leave that to other guys.
You called you an even-keeled guy. Do you use outside things ever to motivate you, do you look at that stuff as doesn't do one way or the other?
I've always kind of been the guy that, you know, I'm just worried about working hard and playing as best I can, and you know, you never get too high or too low in this game. You know, we looked at the film, it wasn't as bad as we thought it was. It's never going to be as good as you think it is either. So you got to always learn from, you know, the good things and, you know, learn from the bad things as well. So, you know, this week, it's not just our season isn't over. You know, we had a bad game, yeah, but we got to move on and got to get some things, you know, corrected and go from there. We got a big challenge this weekend, and we're excited about it.
Is this kind of weird for you with the big plays on this offense? What needs to happen to get that going? Obviously,
you know, I think it just goes back to us being on the same page. Offensively, we got a great offensive line. We got a good offensive line coach, and we got some pretty good backs. And I think if we get the opportunities, that, you know, we're going to make some big plays, and we're going to, you know, try to do what we can. And that's just run the ball, break some tackles, and make some big plays for this team.
Are you finding it easy or difficult to picture Dallas as the enemy?
Like I said, this is just another opponent. I'm not looking at the guys. I'm not looking at the coaches. This is another opponent that we're facing. And It's a huge challenge, and you know, I'm excited for the opportunity to go out there and play this Sunday in front of our fans.
But you know their defense a little bit. You've seen it all the time. They know you a little bit. You've seen you all the time. Is there any advantage here either way?
I don't think it is. I think, you know, I'm sure they're running some new things and, you know, a lot of similarities, a lot of stuff that obviously I've seen before, and I'm sure, you know, they've played this offense the last 2 years, so I'm sure they've seen some good stuff as well. So, but like I said, we're preparing the way that we should prepare, and we got a good chance to, you know, go out here and prove some things that we didn't do last week so well.
There's a lot of history there, though. You have an 1,800-yard year for them last year. You come back, and then they didn't do what it takes to keep you. Is there any leftover emotion at all from all of that that you think maybe will hit you when you see the stars in the helmet on the other side?
Not at all. Not from my end, at least. Like I said, this is a true business, and I'm very, so to speak, emotionless when it comes to a lot of things, especially the business side. I understand the business aspect of NFL, and it's all about, you know, just finding guys who's right for your system, and I feel like, you know, I'm here, and this is the best place for me. This is where I want to be, and this is the team that wanted me. So I'm not worried about, you know, those guys. And I'm sure they're a great, great group of guys, great organization, a lot of respect for them. And but I've moved on a long time ago, and I'm happy to be here.
What's your level of communication with guys over there?
None. I know. I mean, I just, besides, you know, after, you know, I've talked to a couple good friends that have always been great friends of mine, but, you know, at this point, it's... Oh! It's going to be on not top 10, huh?
Marco, last year when you guys played, when you were with Dallas, you played the Eagles on Thanksgiving. The Eagles defensive line did a really good job against you guys. Did anything stand out about what they did, like, you know, Benny or Fletch, you know, any of those guys?
This is probably one of the best, you know, defensive lines that I've played against, and I'm glad to be on this side. You know, facing them last year was a great matchup, and they definitely got the best of us. And you know, but just the scheme that they have here, it's definitely hard to block in certain situations. And you know, but you know, you talk about, you know, Fletch and Benny and Thornton, those are some, you know, monsters in the front, and you got, you know, Barwin and Graham on the outside, two guys that's hard to block one-on-one and in space. You know, they're very athletic for their size, and you know, they can run and then blitz, and they can also cover as well. So I just think they're very athletic, and, you know, they're just very strong guys as well.
Okay.
Thanks,
thank you. Appreciate it.